Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 66. Sex to sex.
Wolf, what are
they? Bear Podcast.
Are you going to wear black spandex?
Okay, here are bear events.
Bears and cubs.
That's right. Either way, you're going to be gay.
With so many topics that we covered today.
Well, not only that, you mentioned about, you know, iTunes.
You like balls, is what you're saying.
Greetings, listeners of the Bear Podcast. This is X Cali Bear calling.
But all fun, you know, all fun, no pressure.
To go critical, man.
Another Bears cocktails, food, and free for anyone outside the greater.
Hello, guys. This is the Nard.
This is Peary Hermit. No, just kidding. This is Ex-Cali Bear.
Yes, and me, I'm here in Houston.
And I'm here in Richmond, California, which is a city in the East Bay from San Francisco, California.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the next few hours, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, for the next few hours. We'll get to more details about that in a minute, in case you don't know the 411 on that.
Uh-huh. And we're going to talk about some TV shows.
Yes, we've had two major season finales this week that we're going to discuss.
Mm-hmm. And probably just touch a bit with what happened to me last weekend.
You and the debauchery.
The debauchery.
You go and have fun with all the naked bears and everything, and what do? I go to the theater and watch The Da Vinci Boar.
It's not that so bad, it's okay.
So boring, the con of Ron Howard.
Well, okay, yeah, we'll talk about that more later. So, stick around, guys, and enjoy the show.
So, was anyone surprised about the winner of American Idol? I was not.
Not really. I was kind of expecting it, but you know what? In the last performance that he did, well, from last night, I was more impressed really with the girl than that. You know.
You mean when they sang "I Had the Time of My Life"?
Well, yes, actually, at that point, I'm not impressed at all with Taylor.
Well, when they sang that song, it actually sounded like karaoke night. It really did.
Yeah.
They did not do a good job with that song.
I guess they were just taking it easy. Mm-hmm. So, listeners, what do you guys think? Should Taylor be the American Idol, really?
No.
No?
Chris was robbed. Chris was robbed.
I know.
Judging from the audience's reaction to when he was up there performing live, you could tell that Chris was robbed.
Oh, well. He doesn't look lively even when he was singing there. And the choice of songs, I just didn't like it either. But you know what I liked about the show when Prince came out?
That was unexpected. That was the big surprise of the night, was when Prince came out.
Me too.
I mean, because you know, there was the rumor that going around that he was going to be in one of the episodes, and then he said no, he doesn't have time and doesn't want to deal with the contestants and stuff. And all of a sudden, Prince comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, must be some kind of a publicity stunt.
Well, he performed my favorite song from his new album, Lolita. So I was like listening to the song, and I'm going, I know that song. Mm-hmm. And then when I realized it was Lolita, I went, it's Prince!
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. I mean, yeah, his performance. Although he looked kind of, you know...
Gay?
Gay. He's the gay.
Prince looks like a 1960s housewife.
But he hasn't lost his touch in his dance.
He has one thing in common now with Ann B. Davis. They have the same hairdo. Yeah. He just put a blue dress and a white like little thing on him, and he'll look exactly like Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Well, him when he came out, who was it again? Dionne Warwick. I didn't expect that she would be there.
Dionne Warwick's not had any work done on her face.
Yeah, you could tell.
Is it just me, or does she now look like a black version of the puppet Madam?
Actually, she does. Oh my God, remember that time when I took a video, one of the videos, when I was in San Francisco?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I could really picture it, you know, with her looking Madam.
give her a cleft chin like Madam, and voila, you have Madam.
Oh, goodness. Well, that was it was a good show last night. I mean, I actually watched. Yeah, I was with Sean with Persian Bear last night. We were just watching it. Okay, we had to before we eat. Let's watch this first. Oh my God!
There was to me 2 points in the show where it really screeched to a halt. A few points actually. Mm-hmm. First of all, Meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Meatloaf? The man, first of all, had a hard time walking on stage. It was like, you know, a reincarnation of Marlon Brando, you know, when he came walking out on stage. He doesn't have the Meatloaf magic like he used to anymore. And plus the song that he was performing with Kat, it was creepy because it was like, here's this dirty old man who is out of breath hitting on this young girl. You know, it was just so bad. And I'm sitting there at the same time going, oh my God, Meatloaf singing a Celine Dion song. No.
Oh, no, that's wrong. What shocked me when I was watching that, when I saw that, you know, when they were announcing about to announce the winner, was David Hasselhoff.
Oh, David Hasselhoff was crying.
He was crying.
David Hasselhoff was crying. Oh, David, don't cry for me, David.
Yeah. I thought he was going to sing or something, I'm sure. Well, it's a good thing
I'm glad he didn't get up there on stage and sing.
No.
I would have definitely turned the TV off at that point if he would have got up there and started singing.
Mm-hmm.
Another point that in the show that just made me kind of, you know, cock my head a little bit and go, huh, was Clay Aiken's appearance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't that he actually appeared on the show. In fact, I thought it was cool that he came out to appear on the show. But his new look.
Okay.
When did he become a member of the Beatles? It's like he came out and he's like, hi, I'm Clay Aiken. I dyed my hair and I straightened it out. Do I look gay now? You know, it's just...
Clay Aiken.
Yeah, Gay Aiken.
Gay Aiken.
But, that was just... That's a look that just does not work for him. I'm sorry, it doesn't. The third thing that just made me kind of go, huh, was seeing Kevin Kavaeus up there on stage, Little Chicken Little. And he just looked so out of place with the rest of those singers.
Yeah.
He really looked out of place.
You know, the first time I saw him, he really looked so animated. I mean, he's like an animation.
Well, he's like those little animatronic robots at Disneyland, you know? You expect to see him in It's a Small World or something.
Oh, God, we're not going to start that again. Oh, no. That's going to stick with my head the whole night again.
I do have to say, though, that my favorite part of the show was Wolfgang Puck with Kelly Pickler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was definitely my favorite part of the show, especially when she freaked out over the lobster. I hate to say it, though, but after watching that segment, I think Kelly Pickler has basically doomed the rest of her career to appearances on other TV reality shows. Like, I will not be surprised if she is on next season's Surreal Life.
Or how about Unanimous? No, I don't think so.
Nah, I don't think she would be on Unanimous, but she would be on some sort of, like, has-been wash-up reality TV series like that, so. Mm-hmm. Just so we can capitalize on her dumbness even more.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, okay, what else was good last night?
Lost.
Of course.
Lost. Thank God. I mean, I don't have cable right now. I only have basic television. So I was not able to watch both at the same time. But thank God ABC right now is doing the online streaming of Desperate Housewives and Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because the day after the episode airs, you can watch it the next day. So after midnight last night, I was able to watch the season finale of Lost. And they only show it with 2 commercial breaks.
Oh, okay. That's cool. And where is it again? Like, ABC.com?
ABC.com. It's a free service that they're offering up until June 30th, and then starting July 1st, you have to pay to stream the episodes on their...
You pay, I'm quite sure there should be no commercials then.
It'll be commercial-free, yeah, I'm pretty sure. But the video quality is excellent. It's absolutely excellent. And I got to pretty much see the season finale of Lost uninterrupted, and all I gotta say is, what the fuck is going on?
Actually, I just saw this last part of it, and you know, when the boat, I was kind of expecting the boat scene, there was some kind of explosion, but no.
Well, don't give away too much, because there might be some listeners out there who haven't seen it yet. So
yeah.
If you have not seen the season finale of Lost, go to ABC.com and do the free download stream. It's well worth it. But there's a lot of twists in this episode. Yes, questions are answered. We now know why the plane crashed. We now know what happens if you don't push the button.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of surprises in this episode. However, lots of new questions. Yeah. And I really want to know what's going on in J.J. Abrams' head. Mm-hmm. Because basically any theory that anybody had out there the last 2 years about this show, no matter what your theory was, throw it out the window.
It's all thrown out. Mm-hmm.
Throw it out the window. Because now I have no idea what the hell's going on this show. I am officially lost, too. But in a good way. But I'd have to say that out of all the season finales that I've seen this year, that was the best season finale by a landslide, was the Lost season finale. That lived up to its expectations.
Well, I have to check it out at abc.com and download it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth sitting down and watching. It was an excellent episode. Or if you want to, you can also download it off of iTunes. It's available on iTunes right now, but you have to pay $1.99 for it.
Oh.
But you'll get it commercial-free.
I'll get it.
And you'll be able to watch it on your iPod if you have a video iPod.
Yeah. Like some people I know.
Oh, hush.
Let's talk about Bear Watch.
Or as we like to call it, how whorish can the nard get?
Hey, I was a good boy.
Yeah.
Very good.
Sure, and I'm from Ethiopia.
Very good that I was on my knees in prayer.
Uh-huh. There you go. Mm-hmm. He's on his knees praying to the Church of Cock, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we're just there. I mean, not too much action was happening in the pool area, not at all, but people... I would say people were bringing people to their rooms. They were just doing their things in private. And, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I kind of enjoyed seeing people walking around naked. Some are just in jock straps and enjoying the drinks, enjoying the scenery.
Enjoying the piss.
No, there's no piss this time. This is not a yellow party. Okay.
Where the piss flows like the Mississippi River.
No, not this year. It's all clean or good. You know what's good also? Well, what's good is that people it's really private that people were able to walk around freely if they want to without any cameras taking pictures of them naked.
God damn you, you just put the song Born Free in my head by saying that. I now have this image of these naked bears walking around waltzing going, Born Free, as free as the wind blows.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a mental image that's scarred in my head now.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it was. I mean, you know, it's a good thing. The Bear Watch committee did a great job. That it was really enforced. Nobody took pictures at the pool area, and people can do pretty much what they want. They can flash anyone without without any restrictions. I guess that's fun because it is a private place. So that area, that pool area, we covered it with tarps, and it's it was fun. People were just having fun walking around with towels on, with no towels, serving drinks, drinking and stuff, and it was fun. Mm-hmm.
So, who had the biggest dick there?
Let me see.
Do you know?
Okay. Yes, there is one, but I don't think he flashed. But I just know for a fact. There's this guy who came from Turkey. I'm not gonna say any names, but I just heard that. It's a beer can thing. It's a beer can situation.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody use their dick as a drink stirrer for cocktails? No pun intended?
No. Not that I heard of. No, none. And, you know, it was fun. I mean, the guy I was talking about was, I don't think he participated in the pool area. So I guess it's just hearsay. It was just hearsay. But I'm quite sure there's a lot there who are beer cans, Red Bulls, and,
Hamsters.
Hamsters? No.
Hung like a hamster.
Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, there's not much decadence going on in the pool area, but in the rooftop, it was okay. I mean, it was tame. People, I guess, making out, which is fine, which is always good. And this time, we're really private. Nobody could, you know, and nobody who is registered could go in or could go around the hotel. Well, so
that's the way all bear runs should be, actually. I mean, with the exception of, if it's a major bear run, I think with the exceptions of a couple of outside activities and the bear mall and the lobby area, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Other exclusive activities that have been designed just for the events that are there at the hotel and stuff should be just for members of the bear runs, because I do know that there are a couple of bear runs, like for the pool parties, where they do let outsiders go into the pool party. They charge them like $10 or something to go into the pool party. And I believe that the pool party should be exclusively only for members who have actually paid for the run packages.
Yeah.
To make it exclusive. You know, to give you a reason to actually buy a run package.
Yeah. And also, it's also good to have a policy like it's all or nothing than to do a la carte. I don't know. It's just my opinion, you know. Then what happens is everybody would just go to that party and not participate in any other event.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Now, if it's an outside event that's not officially sanctioned by the Bear Run, but it's happening at the same time, like a good example, IBR. And at IBR, there is Planet Big or Club Candy or something like that. Those type of events, which are not official IBR events, but are going on at the same time, then yeah, I understand that. But like the dinner with Madam or the bingo, no, that should be exclusively just for people who buy run packages.
Yeah, well, that is true. Well, speaking of IBR, I just want to go back. John Ashfield, I didn't know that he played that weekend and they had the show. I should have gone.
He's getting ready to perform at Utah Pride. I think the Salt Lake City Utah Pride.
Okay.
Yeah,
in June.
In June, yes.
Well,
so
I'll be busy here in our Pride in Houston. We have our own gay Pride parade too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll be around for Dallas Pride also. So I'll be missing San Francisco Pride this year, but I will be around for Dallas Pride.
I think Dallas Pride is around September. I think that's when they do it. Yeah. Hey, maybe that's a good time for you and Chris to come to Houston.
Never know. If we're able to, yeah. So
depends
on where we are with job situations and stuff.
Yeah, and I'll be marching, so I might be marching with Asians in France, either that or Houston Air Bears. We'll see.
Are you going to dress as a geisha?
No, but I think in Asians in France we're going to have rickshaws. And
you know what you should do, Maynard?
What?
You should dress up in drag, and your drag name should be Ube Chiffon.
Why Ube Chiffon? Oh, Ube Chiffon. I know those kind of breads.
Yeah. And your outfit can be officially sponsored by the Goldilocks restaurant chain.
Oh, God. That's very Filipino. Yeah. Have you tried going to Goldilocks before?
Oh, I have. Just to laugh at the cakes.
You laugh at the cakes? Bitch! Hold on. Oh, Filipinos listening to this, send your hate mails to.
Oh, come on. You guys have some really extravagant cakes. I saw this Barbie cake once, and basically what it was nothing but mounds and mounds and mounds of pink frosting, and this Barbie doll jammed right into the center of it, and they put frosting on top of her head and put the candle on top of Barbie's head. And I'm looking at this, and I'm just cracking up, going, oh, my God, that's so tacky. I love it.
Well, that's Goldilocks for you. My God, where were we? We're from Bear Watch to Goldilocks. Oh, speaking of Goldilocks.
Oh, who knows?
Goldilocks, the female bear friends. That's right. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so we were talking about Bear Watch, and now we're going to Locks. But it's okay. Now I'm hungry now.
All of a sudden, you're in the mood for some bacala, huh?
Yeah, bacala. Okay. Yeah, I should tell the audience. Bacala is the term for gay in the Philippines. So, if you're gay, you're bacala.
And while we take this pause, we'll go have some lingua de gato.
Okay. All right, Roy.
Yes?
Very soon, you'll be out of California.
Sooner than you think, actually. I mean, depending on when this episode goes up, I might be already out of California.
Yeah, we're recording this on May 25th at around 9.
Mm-hmm. I leave it on May 27th at about 10:30 a.m. Pacific time.
Mm-hmm. About 13 hours from now. Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Did you have your last meal or something? Where's your last meal?
Well, I haven't had my last meal yet, but I did today have my last In-N-Out burger. I had to have an In-N-Out burger one last time. I love me some In-N-Out burger. The double-double with fresh onions and with the side of fries and,
I should try it out when I'm there.
What's that?
Where is that? Did you get that from Oakland, San Pablo, where?
I got it in Pinole, which is the city that's right next door to Richmond. In-N-Out Burger started in Los Angeles, and then it kind of spread throughout the state, and they even have one now in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. But it's a very basic menu, hamburger, cheeseburger, double-double, which is double patty, double cheeseburger. That's it. You know, there's no real variety when it comes to the burgers, but they're so damn good. I don't know what they do with their meat, but it just tastes so good.
Are you going to bring some when you're flying on the plane?
Oh, I don't know. It might get a little too greasy and smell like BO in the plane because, you know, when onions mixes with the air inside the airplane, it could smell like extreme body odor. And, of course, since I'm a fat guy, they'll probably all immediately blame me for being stinky. So
are you all packed?
I am all packed. I am all packed and set and ready to go.
Oh, my God.
I'm praying that my in-flight movie is not Cheaper by the Dozen 2 again.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the website it said it's supposed to be hoodwinked, so I'm hoping that it is hoodwinked. So I didn't get a chance to see Hoodwinked in the theater. So
what if it's China Video?
Oh God, no, not the China Video. No.
Well, guys, we'll talk about that later. Okay?
No, Rhino quit. No,
we'll have a voicemail about that later. But anyway, okay. So what's the first thing you're gonna do? Wait, where are you flying into, by the way?
Well, I'm leaving Oakland Airport, and I'm arriving in Denver, and I'll have a two-hour layover in Denver. So I'll actually probably have enough time to step out of the airport for a minute, depending on how long security lines are.
Do you have any listeners going in Denver that wants to
meet
you?
No, I don't. But if there's any listeners that want to meet me in the bathroom, no, just kidding.
In the bathroom on second floor in the Denver airport?
I'm just kidding, Chris. I'm just kidding. But, you know, just so I can, you know, see Denver, maybe I'll just look outside from the window, you know, it's just, you know, so I'll have time to be able to eat and stuff. And mm-hmm. Then from Denver, I'm arriving in Austin, and then from Austin, driving back to Dallas. We found it's much cheaper to fly into Austin than it is Dallas, so we went with Austin. And plus, also, this will give me, even though not enough time to see Austin, it'll give me a brief glimpse of what the state capital looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be meeting up with a fellow Don and Drew fan, and also he's a fan of our show also. Drew show. Yeah, on the Don and Drew show, he's known as Chappie.
Okay. He listens to a Bear Podcast?
He listens to a Bear Podcast too, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's
he's
cool.
A big fan of the Bears.
Wow.
And what's great about this meeting is that Chappie and I are known as not only, you know, gay boys on the Don and Drew show, but we're known as the porno boys.
Oh,
so this will be the first time that two minions, the two porn minions are meeting. So, The only difference is I'm inactive in the porn industry, and he's active in the porn industry. So, but I'm looking forward to meeting him. His real name is Ryan, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, Ryan. You and I have become, you know, good friends, and we've exchanged advice with each other. So, I'm looking forward to meeting him. Wow. Then, as soon as I get home, I'm probably going to crash on the bed and sleep for a long, long time.
Well, I don't think you're going to have some kind of jet lag that much. It's just going to be too
long. I hope not, but I mean,
for all
things,
you might be more awake. That's just it. You might be more awake, of course.
It depends on how much sleep I get the night before. So, hopefully I won't be as jet lagged as I was last night. But then again, you know, last time I went down not only with jet lag, but I was just coming off of the flu. So. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time ever experiencing extreme humidity like that. So I had a lot of forces working against me.
Well, let me be one of the first ones to say, welcome to Texas.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're going to be in Texas.
Excalibur is ready to become a true Excalibur. Mm-hmm. So what I've done is I've done a couple of things. One of them we'll play later in the show.
Okay.
But I've compiled... Because a lot of people have asked me, what am I going to miss and what am I not going to miss about leaving California? Some people have said the Bay Area, some people have said California and stuff. So I've actually sat down and compiled lists of, you know, the things. So, and I'm going to share that with you right now. So it's just I can answer it all in one swoop instead of telling everybody individually.
All right, okay.
Let's start with the top 10 things that I'm actually going to miss about not only the San Francisco Bay Area, but California in general.
Okay.
Okay? Number 10, I am going to miss In-N-Out Burger. They have some of the best hamburgers I've ever tasted. They really do. Mm-hmm. I had Whataburger in Dallas, and Whataburger is inappropriately named.
Hey, watch it. I eat there sometimes.
It should be named Ugg, a burger. So, I haven't tried any of the other little chains out there yet. So, I'm more of a fan of Chick-fil-A. So, mm-hmm. Number 9, I'm going to miss having forests in my backyard. The thing about Northern California is we're surrounded by forests, and you could like just travel 10 miles, and all of a sudden you're at this little recreational park. It's actually a mini forest. So, there's none of that in Dallas. So, I'm going to miss that. Mm-hmm. Number 8, I'm going to miss Beach Blanket Babylon. This is a San Francisco-only experience. It's an ongoing cabaret show about the adventures of Snow White trying to find Prince Charming, and along the way, she meets people currently in the news and stuff. It's a never-ending show. It's always fresh, and it's absolutely fun. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss that show. Number 7, I'm going to miss the Santa Cruz Boardwalk. The Santa Cruz Boardwalk is pretty much in itself a landmark, but it does contain two state monuments. It contains the Giant Dipper and the Carousel. Both were officially declared national monuments, so they can never be torn down. Mm-hmm. The Santa Cruz Boardwalk actually has been featured in two major motion pictures, one of them being The Lost Boys, and the second one being Dirty Harry, Sudden Impact. So they have been major features in films before. So, but it's a great place. I mean, it's pretty much carnival rides.
Do
but
you feel lucky, punk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Make my day.
Make my gay. Okay.
But I'm gonna miss the boardwalk. I'm gonna miss the homemade hot corn dogs that they have there. They're like foot long corn dogs that they have there. So I'm gonna miss that. Number 6, I'm going to miss the California State Fair. I mean, I've heard Texas puts on one hell of a state fair, which I'm looking forward to seeing. But
what kind of fair?
Put on
fair?
A great,
like
what's that?
What kind of fair?
You know, like your typical state fair. You know, bring the animals to come compete.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Who's got the best canning? Come ride the Happy Go Pukey. You know, and come watch a has-been perform in concert. You know,
well,
that type of
here.
State fair.
You know.
Oh, see, we don't have rodeos at the California State
there
Fair.
You go.
So we have pig racing. We got the pig racing, yeah. So, but yeah, I'm going to miss the California State Fair. However, at the same time, I'm looking forward to attending my first ever Texas State Fair. Mm-hmm. Number five, I'm going to miss Bart.
Ah, yes.
Bart is an incredible rapid transit system, even though this year they have had the tendency of breaking down a lot. BART is a hell of a way to keep the Bay Area connected, and other states should look at either BART or the East Coast subway system and use those as models as to how they should connect metropolis areas. It's a wonderful system.
In Dallas, I think there's a DART, I think.
There Dallas, is DART,
yeah, Dallas
but
area.
It doesn't go... I've discovered that there's some areas that DART doesn't even go into
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So... I'm surprised that a metropolis like Dallas doesn't have a major transportation system like this. I really am.
Because I think most people in Texas, I think they just want to drive, I guess.
Okay, if they want to pay the gas prices, go right ahead, but, you know.
Yeah.
Number four, I'm going to miss the way the fog body slams into the Bay Area. Fog doesn't roll into the Bay Area. It goes kaboom. And I'm going to miss that. I am, actually. It's an annoyance, but at the same time, it's going to be weird not experiencing that anymore. So I am going to miss that. Number three, I'm going to miss the sights and sounds and experiences that you can have when you are in San Francisco. Like, I'm going to miss seeing the sunset behind the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm going to miss riding a cable car. I'm going to miss strolling down the Embarcadero along the waterside on a nice sunny day. I'm going to miss seeing the Bad Street performers there in Fisherman's Wharf. I'm going to miss what was known as Pac Bell Park, then SBC Park. Now it's known as AT&T Park, where the Giants play. So I'm going to miss hanging out in San Francisco. I am.
How about the people having sex in their cars at Twin Peaks? I think once I've seen that back in 98 when I was there.
I'm pretty sure it still happens.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding? There's people having sex in the public toilets in San Francisco. So.
Are you talking out of experience?
No. I've accidentally stumbled onto it a few times.
Oh, so. Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. Number two, I'm going to miss Disneyland. I mean, I know that even living in Texas, I can go to Disneyland, but one, it's not going to be as cheap because of airfare, and two, it's not going to be as close. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to miss, you know, not being an hour and a half away by plane to go to Disneyland and just hang out.
Well,
so.
For you, well, goodbye Disneyland, hello Six Flags for you.
Yeah, pretty much Six Flags, yeah. So, but as everyone knows, I'm a Disney kid at heart, and Disneyland is considered Mecca for a lot of Disney fans, so... And it is my second home away from home. It's pathetic. I know Disneyland like the back of my hand. It really is. So, but the number one thing that I am going to miss about California and the San Francisco Bay Area is my family and friends. I am going to miss everybody out here. Even my family, who drives me nuts, I am going to miss them. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it's going to be strange not hearing from them all the time, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to meeting a whole bunch of new friends out there in the Dallas area.
Oh yeah, plus people who are in the Houston area and San Antonio.
Yeah, the Houston area, San Antonio, the Fort Worth area, you know, Plano, Mesquite, all that. You know, I'm looking forward to making new friends.
Yeah.
Now, I have five things, however, that I'm not going to miss about this state. Okay. Those five things are the extreme cost of living. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to miss that. I'm not going to miss the $1,300 a month for a studio apartment. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to miss close to $4 a gallon for gas. I'm not going to miss the 8.75% sales tax or anything like that. I'm not going to miss any
then
of that.
Then you
at
have
all.
To settle for 8.25 here.
Yeah. So, hey, we used to be 8.25, then suddenly we shot up to 8.75, and from my understanding, it's supposed to be going up to like 9% next year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the cost of living out here in California is way too much, and it's not worth it. I'm not going to miss mudslides and earthquakes.
Oh, my. That's right.
I am not going to miss that at all. I'm not going to miss mudslides and earthquakes and rolling blackouts, basically. I'm not going to miss those at all. Those are real annoyances. I'm not going to miss the Church of Scientology. I'm pretty sure that the Church of Scientology
there's
is
one
all
there?
Over the place. Oh, all over the place, Maynard. On weekends, when you go on BART, you have these Scientologists all around in the lobby areas of BARTs with their little stress test machines wanting to test your thetans and seeing how stressed out you are. And I'm going, I'm stressed out right now because you're in my face. Get the hell away from me. I'm not going
to
miss Scientology.
I have yet to see these people.
They're worse than Jehovah's Witnesses. The Scientologists have become the Jehovah's Witnesses of the 21st century. They really have. And as far as I'm concerned, all Jehovah's Witnesses, not Jehovah's Witnesses, well, I don't care for Jehovah's Witnesses, but as far as I'm concerned, all Scientologists can go jump off a cliff, lemming style or something, you know. So.
Or couches.
Or jump over couches,
yeah,
yes.
That's right.
And all the women can go have their silent childbirths or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to miss Governor Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. Arnold.
I am not going to miss Governor Arnold. I'm the last action hero. Come see me in the Batman movie. Hasta la vista, baby. I'm going to raise your tax. Get the immigrants out of here, even though I'm an immigrant. You know, I'm not going to miss him. Not going to miss him at all. California, when you elected him as a governor, that was your fucked up moment. You know. Then again, I can't complain. I voted for Gary Coleman. So.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. No. No. Are you kidding? I voted for Larry Flint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that Larry Flint was running, I was just like, you know what? He gets my vote. But the one thing about California I'm not going to miss at all is the fact that Californians will protest over anything. Everybody here is way too fucking politically correct and way too fucking sensitive. And a case in point, there's a little garden right now out in San Jose, a little garden that has been there for a while, apparently. It's got this big giant tree in it and everything. And it's this little garden that's gated off, and it's there in the community and all this jazz. And the guy who owns that property wants to now turn it into a warehouse. Well, there's protesters surrounding that entire area, that little tiny garden. And Joan Baez, I don't know if she's out of the tree yet or not, but Joan Baez climbed the tree in that garden and basically handcuffed herself to the tree in protest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting sick and tired of stunts like that. I really am. I mean, let's face it, California is seen as the idiot, retarded child that you keep locked up in the basement when it comes to the United States. And stuff like the way that they protest over some of the stupidest little things, it doesn't help our image. It really doesn't. So I'm not going to miss the constant protests. I'm not. I'm not going to miss it.
Okay. Guys, disclaimer.
Disclaimer, my views don't necessarily reflect Bernard's views. These are my personal views, and if you have any issue with it, then lick me.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Okay, guys, say hello to Daddy Bear Jim in Bear 411. He's from Seattle, Washington. You can call him Dad or Sir. Okay. He's going to be at Beartown 2006 in Portland, Oregon. Okay, let me read his profile. New resident of suburban Seattle as of March 2006. Thanks for the warm welcome. I'm a big guy. Feel comfortable with guys big and small. I'm in a long-term relationship for 5 years, and that is over everything. But we do play separately with the right people. By trade, I am like a motivational speaker and a hypnotist. Intriguing. I use both for guys that want to change their life or lifestyle, or their perception of either. That is what I do professionally, and I don't usually give out free samples. Interesting. I'm not big on online sex or phone sex, nor am I a good fuck buddy. I enjoy a little bit more interaction, love good conversation, and sometimes really hot sex. I'm big on mind fucks and oral, and seldom mind the company of an adoring boy or two. Okay, this guy is really interesting now. I travel a lot for work and for fun. I enjoy good bear and leather events and the opportunities they bring. Feel free to message me, but have something to say after Wolf. Interesting. If you look at his pictures here in Bear 411, it's very hairy. Nice. Full beard and everything. Nice daddy. Okay, so he's Daddy Bear Jim on Bear 411. Okay, here's a couple of bear events, guys. Beartown 2006 in Portland, Oregon on June 8th. Come discover why Beartown has become one of the premier small runs in the country. With the town full of friendly bears and the spirit of the Rose Festival, you will arrive a stranger and leave as one of our bear family. Visit the website at oregonbears.org. Okay, here's one that is out of this country. In Nagoya, Japan. Yes, they have a bear club there in Japan. So, Spiff, if you're in Japan, go check this out. Maybe you can be my correspondent. Okay, this is run by the Nagoya Lesbian and Gay Revolution 2006. And they have a bear booth there. And, okay, they have a bear club of Japan, care of G Project. 4-2 Kojimachi Chiyodaku Tokyo. Okay, so NLGR, which is Nagoya Lesbian and Gay Revolution 2006, is the biggest GLTB, we call it GLTB, event in Central Japan. Bear Club of Japan has a booth, so please come on our booth. I don't know what exactly they're doing in that booth, and I don't know if their website is working, but I have the link anyway. It's located in, where is it? www.aln.sakura.ne.jp/door_js.htm. It's pretty long. I'll just put it in the website. And I hope it works. And it's good to know that, you know, there are bear clubs out of the country, especially in Asia, in Japan. Is that intriguing? Okay, so that's it for now, guys.
The Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Oof. What a bear.
All right, let's wrap this puppy up.
Okay. Do you have any shout-outs for you?
Oh, yes, of course. As always, I have a shout-out to Bear Wash. You can purchase their items at bearwash.com. Bear Wash is a shampoo and conditioner that's specifically designed for your goatee or your beard. I've been using it since IBR. I 100% approve of this product. I endorse this product wholeheartedly, even though I'm not paid to endorse for it. I love the product. It works. It has multiple features. We've recently discovered you can use it as a shaving cream and as an after-sunburn cooling relief gel. Mm-hmm. So,
how much do you have? Is that a gallon that you have?
No, a little goes a long way with that conditioner. It really does. You know, it's ultra concentrated conditioner. So.
It's like silicone. Okay.
Well, no, it's all natural ingredients. There's no silicone in it.
It's not silicone.
Another shout out that I have is to Foul Monkeys, to Ricky and Gina.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Gina. I have not forgotten about you. Don't worry. I know you're part of the show too. So, Ricky and Gina are doing a great job with their show. Their show is so much fun.
Yeah,
and I love their no-holds-barred attitude. And I don't know if you've heard the last episode, Nard, but Ricky's a hoe.
I haven't. Actually, I was listening to it earlier before we did the show, before we were recording the show. So probably I'll continue listening.
Throw Ricky into a room with Latin men and the hoe comes out, let me tell you.
Uh-huh. All right. So, okay.
And of course, my most important shout-out to my honey, Chris.
13 more hours.
I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
No, he flies 12, 13 hours, but your flight is going to be a few more hours. But anyway.
Yeah. So I know he's really looking forward to seeing me, and I'm looking forward to finally being there. And it's going to be interesting because this is the first time he's cohabitated with a lover. So It might turn into a sitcom waiting to happen. Who knows? So, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm highly excited to get down there to Dallas and being with him and being his partner. I'm very excited.
Okay, I have some voicemails.
Oh, we got some voicemail. Ooh, all right.
Voicemails. Okay, hold on. Here's a voicemail from our friend in Orange County.
Oh, let me guess. This could be one of two people.
When I listen to the Bear Podcast by Big V Bear, I listen to Bear Podcast in my car. I listen to Bear Podcast in my house. I listen to Bear Podcast while I'm drunk. I listen to Bear Podcast when I throw up. I listen to Bear Podcast when I feed my fish. I listen to Bear Podcast when I fuck. I listen to Bear Podcast in my truck. I listen to Bear Podcast when I water the lawn. I listen to Bear Podcast when I wear my jock. I listen to Bear Podcast. Sorry, guys, I lied. I listen once a week while I take a shit at work.
I was going to say, if you listen to our show while you fuck, let me send you some baby-making music to replace. I guess if we're that inspirational, then Godspeed to you. So,
thank you, Big V Bear.
Thanks, check Vito. Love you, Vito.
Check out his website at BearDar.com, and he's got his own podcast, BearDar.com/BDblog, is it? I think that's, just check it out at BearDar.com.
You can also subscribe to us via iTunes as well. Just type in BearDar, and there you go.
Yeah. Okay, and one more from a fellow Filipino in Illinois. Hold on. Illinois? That's right.
Hello, Maynard and Excalibur. This is Caesar from Illinois. I just called to say hi, and I wanted to give you guys a quick note about the China photos from the last podcast. Now, I think because Excalibur subjected our innocent eyes to such traumatizing and freaky imagery that I think he deserves to be punished. Now, I think we should get the porn video of China, tie him up to a chair, prop up his eyelids open, like a Clockwork Orange, if you can remember the movie, and make him watch the video over and over again. Well, anyway, it's just a suggestion, so I was wondering if you can do that for us listeners. Well, anyway, love the show. Bye.
No. No. Sorry, no, next slide, please. No.
Okay, I gotta talk to Chris about this. You know, we'll lock you up, we'll tie you up, lock you up, and then I'll probably buy it from eBay, the China video, and lock you up with it.
Well, nigga, please. I don't think so. No.
Yeah, maybe the listeners have seen the pictures of from China's website. I don't know who did that website, but the link is on the website. It's on Bear Podcast.
Don't eat before seeing it. Whatever you do,
yes,
don't
do not. Eat. It's pretty scary. I you know what? I think
she's a shim.
That he say she's a hermaphrodite or something, or I don't know. Is that how you define it? It looks like a dick already.
The question is, how does she masturbate? Does she stick her fingers in? Does she stroke it? I mean, what does she do?
Maybe she fucks
herself.
Or maybe
she's got to be double. What was that?
She fucks herself, probably.
Ew.
You know, no. I don't want to think about it at all. No. Okay.
Well, maybe she does it double-handed. You know, she's got one hand inside, and then she's stroking with the other one.
Oh, gosh, no. But anyway, there's another email. I want to do a shout out to Caleb. He's one of the friends in the Bear Dinner that we do every Tuesday night. And he just found out about the podcast, and I was just eating dinner with him a few months ago. Anyway, yeah. Shout out Caleb. Thank you for emailing us. Oh, he emailed about taking pictures at bear events.
Okay.
I think it's okay. For me, you know, taking pictures at bear events, you know, or any event or anywhere, any gathering is okay. But in pool parties, if people are naked or you know, if they're sucking off people or doing whatever, and people are taking pictures, what do you think about that, Roy?
it comes to taking pictures at a bear event, I say it's okay, you know, take the photos. However, when it's a private area, for example, a nude pool party,
mm-hmm.
out of respect for the people attending, I would not take photos.
No.
I mean, yeah, I understand that, you know, there's a wonderful eye candy that's there and you want to have lasting memory of the guy with the huge dick or the guy with the nice bubble ass, you know, or whatever. But out of respect to that person, don't take their photo. Now, if you get their permission to take the photo, then that's different. But, yeah, don't be a sniper photographer, because basically at that point you put yourself at the level of a paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Except
so,
it's not a celebrity. Well, he will become a celebrity after.
Because he could all of a sudden see his mug on a porno site, and, you know, he didn't give permission to have that photo put up there. So, but taking photos of the other events, like, you know, if you have a contest or if there's a concert or, you know, just taking photos of people you've met or something like that, yeah, that's fine. But when it comes to private parties like that,
yeah,
no.
That's why, yeah, like I said earlier, in Bear Watch, they were able to enforce that policy, no taking pictures. So I didn't take any pictures. Fine. Okay. Let me see. There's one more email. An email from one of the listeners, and actually he found out about us in about Bear Podcast in from B-Talk, actually, from the B-Talk boys.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Actually, he's got his own, his name is Tito Rock 1974. Hello, Tito. He has his own show. He has his own podcast, I believe, in xtab.com. I haven't checked it out. I just received the email. So I'll check it out. You guys listening to this podcast, maybe you can check out nexttab.com. I'll put the link on the website. Also, oh, by the way, Roy, our friends in B-Talk, they successfully did that AIDS walk last Sunday.
Did they raise enough money for it?
Oh, yeah, even more than their target, which is great.
Oh, congratulations, boys. Congratulations. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So, Shannon, Jeff, Jason, Joel, and who did I miss?
Kurt.
Kurt, okay.
Don't forget Kurt, or else
I won't forget Kurt, of course. He's the one who I saw last TBRU. And he is two nards is equal to Kurt. Okay. I love those guys. Anyway, okay. So, anything else? Anybody else you want to shout out to?
Well, while we're talking about B-Talk, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to B-Talk, I'm going to make a PSA here on behalf of Jason. Jason is single and highly available, and he's also uber sexy. It's long overdue for this man to find somebody. You can look up his contact information on the B-Talk website.
BTalkWorld.com.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He's a sweetheart. Somebody, please. You know?
I saw the pictures in their website, in their Flickr, and
he's a hottie. He doesn't think he is, but Jason's a hottie. If I was single, I would be pursuing him like crazy right now, to be honest with you.
And probably nearby.
Yeah, and if he was closer, yeah, I'd be pursuing him like crazy. But he's such a sweetheart. He does not deserve to be single. He deserves to be loved, and someone please give him some love. And by love, I don't mean by fucking him up the ass and not calling him the next day. By love, I mean genuine love. Jason's going to love this, I know.
All right.
It's a shining endorsement from Excalibur. He's worth more than a fuck. Kidding, guys. But seriously, Jason's a sweetheart. Make him happy.
Yeah.
Final shout out. The Entertainment Beat with Frances Gum is back with a new episode. She's been gone for about 4 episodes. For those who don't know what the show is, imagine if Judy Garland didn't die, she went into hiding, and she'd come back over 30 years later to do a podcast. This is absolutely one of the most funniest shows I've ever heard.
And it's only a one-man act.
It's a one-man act, and he does all the voices. He does Carol Channing, he does Bernadette Peters, he does Gollum from Lord of the Rings. And of course he does Judy Garland. And it's an incredible show. The amount of work that he puts into the shows are amazing. We'll put the link up to the show again on the website. You can also find the show via iTunes. This is a show that has to be heard to believe. It's an excellent show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess I better wrap it up. I guess, yeah. Coming up soon, by the way, is a show that will be featuring people who's going to perform at Bearpalooza. And actually, it's coming weekend. I wanted to go to. I'll be in New Orleans this coming weekend. I'll see if Woo-hoo! I can podcast from there. I was hoping to go to Pensacola, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I heard there's going to be 100,000 gays there at Pensacola Beach there. And it's going to be, it should be fun. But we couldn't find a hotel in the 20-mile radius.
No, that's not good.
That's not good. So, I don't know. Probably when I go to New Orleans this coming weekend, probably we'll just go to the Phoenix. I'll just go upstairs at the Eagle and podcast there while people are doing things in the dark room. I don't know. No.
And the next time you hear from me, I'll be in Dallas. I might not be on next week's show, so that way, because Nard has a lot of things lined up.
Oh yeah, I got videos for you guys. I have of Bear Watch, and I have pictures, videos, and by the way, I hope I could get a friend of mine who's in who's going to be at Bear Pride. He's going to be. I'll be corresponding with him, and we'll see what happens this coming week. So I'll be talking to him. Yeah, his name is Chuck. He was in the last episode at Bear Watch.
Cool.
And yeah, so you'll be hearing from him. I hope. I'll try to get in touch with him.
Plus, I need a week to settle in. So
make babies.
Yeah. Oh God. get your mind out of our bedroom.
All right. So. Okay.
The next time I come back, I'll probably be bringing some music from a bear artist with me, actually. I recently got in contact with a man by the name of Ed, and he has a group that he's forming. It's called Speaker Freaks, and it's an interesting style of music. I'll come back with some samples to play next time, and we'll feature his group and everything. He's trying to work on getting a label right now, and he deserves a label. His work is amazing that he does with the group. So, details on that to come. If you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at xcalibertx, that's one word, xcalibertx, at yahoo.com. You can also find me on BearDar as xcalibert, and you can also find me once in a while drifting at Bear411. I'm known there as xcalibertx.
Okay, visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. And yeah, if you want to leave voicemails for us, it's 206-222-BEAR. Again, that's 206-222-2327. Yeah, so we'll play it in the show. My email address is bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Okay, also, subscribe, if you have iTunes, subscribe by iTunes. You can search for Bear Podcast, one word. So you can search it there. Also, visit the Frapper map, and you can see who's been visiting the website and listening to the show. So we could, you could see who's been listening to the show. Also, post your zip code, your name, and so we could... see where you guys are, where our listeners are. Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.
Goodbye. Greetings and salutations, fellow listeners. This is Excalibur. This is my last podcast from not only the San Francisco Bay Area, but from California, period. I've been trying to come up with ways to say goodbye to California. I've been sitting down trying to write a letter saying goodbye to California, and I've not liked the way it's turned out. And the only way that I feel, to me, is appropriate to express my goodbye to California is to actually do this. I'm going to sing a song. And this is a song that was not originally written by me or anything, but it's a song from the movie The Muppets Take Manhattan. And this pretty much expresses the bittersweet feelings of leaving the state that I was born and raised in. So, please mind my singing, but it's the only way I could say goodbye to California. Ready? Here we go. Saying goodbye, going away, seems like goodbye, such a hard thing to say. Touching our hands, wondering why, it's time for saying goodbye. Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had. Much more to say, foolish to try. It's time for saying goodbye. Don't want to leave, but we both know sometimes it's better to go. Somehow I know we'll meet again, not sure quite where, and I don't know just when. You're in my heart, so until then, it's time for saying goodbye. Somehow I know we'll meet again, not sure quite where, and I don't know just when. You're in my heart, so until then, what a smile, what a cry, saying goodbye. Goodbye, Richmond. Goodbye, San Francisco. Goodbye, Bay Area. Goodbye, California. You will be missed, but it's time for this ex-Cali Bear to become an ex-Cali Bear. See you soon.